The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning to everybody. Okay, sleepy people, that did not work. Good morning to everybody. All right, that's better. So, I'm going to do like Jesus does in the Gospel, okay? Every once in a while, you'll hear Jesus say, "You have heard it said from Moses, but I tell you." So, you have heard it said from the American bishops that we don't need to do fasting and abstinence until you're 14 and fasting until you're 18. Abstinence means, as Catholics, we don't eat meat on Fridays, at least in Lent. And fasting means that we skip a meal. You can have two small little meals and then one normal size one like you would ordinarily have. That's kind of the basic fast. So you've heard it said from the bishops until you're 18, but I tell you otherwise, you're big enough. You can start making sacrifices, okay? So I would like to talk to you a little bit about what fasting is and why it's a good thing. And actually, even if you trim it, at least some kind of sacrifice we should all be making. I don't know what happened. I don't think any of you is less strong or robust than we were when I was kids or my parents were. You're probably actually more strong and more robust. So you can actually offer up something, okay? So, first of all, what can we offer up? I think it would be good if everybody here, especially on Fridays and Lent, at least finds what is one little thing I can offer up every Friday during Lent that costs me a little bit. Being willing to go a little hungry or being willing to give up something that you normally like to eat, you know, it could be your chocolate or whatever your particular thing is. But find some little thing that we can sacrifice. And I'm gonna give you four good reasons why we fast, okay? Number one, when we fast, it teaches us how to love. And here's the way it works. Whenever, for example, if I decide I'm not gonna eat anything until dinner, okay? And throughout the day, I can feel if you look at me, it would probably do me some good. I should probably be fasting a lot more often and I would look better, right? So. Let's say I decide I'm not going to eat anything today until dinner time. Throughout the day, you feel your stomach kind of rumbling. It's not actually the end of the world. It's not that hard. But you feel your stomach kind of rumbling. What happens, though, is that means that throughout the day, regularly, I'm going to renew my decision. Lord, this is my gift to you. I'm doing this because I love you. I'm doing this as an offering to you. And the more often I renew that, the more often you kind of feel something and in the back of your mind, you kind of say, this is what I'm going to give to God, the more you grow in love. And that's the way love works. The more that you repeat an action and the more you do it, like there's somebody you care about and you do something that's difficult for them because you love them, the more often you do it, the more you're going to start loving that person. Your parents are constantly making little sacrifices throughout the day for all of you. You know, they work, they come home, they prepare meals, they clean the house, they do all those things, and they don't complain. Well, maybe they complain a little, but the truth is, they do it because they love. And the more often that they do it, the more they're forming their hearts that this is the way that I show love to the people in my family. Secondly, when we are willing to make sacrifices, especially things that we repeat, not just like a one-off, okay, I'm gonna skip chocolate once, but 30 seconds later, I'm gonna eat it. Well, that's not really, you know, much of a sacrifice, right? But when we find ourselves making sacrifices, and it costs us, and it's something that throughout the day, what happens is we start to form our willpower. Because right now, if we never make any sacrifices, if we never do anything that is hard for us, then we will be pushovers. Every time I feel like doing something, if it's good or bad, I will just follow what I feel like doing, and then I won't always act well. You know, your dog or your cat acts that way. Your dog or your cat acts according to, oh, I feel like doing this right now, I guess I'll just do it. I don't feel like doing it right now, I guess I won't do it. And the truth is, you and I are called to something better than that. Part of being holy is precisely doing things that we know that it's not easy for me, but because I love this person or because I love God, I'm willing to do the difficult thing for them. And again, your parents do this all the time. I'm sure your parents do not relish, especially when you were babies, right? Imagine all of you when you were babies, you like wake up at 2 a.m. and be crying and want milk or want to use the bathroom, need the diaper changed or whatever. It's not like your mom and dad were like saying, yes, I hope that 3 times tonight that this child wakes me up. I look forward to not getting a good night's sleep. No, obviously your parents, they don't look forward to it, but it's because they love, they are willing to overcome these things, and it forms them in their love. Thirdly, are you awake? You guys, okay, you're just starting to look sleepy on me already. Thirdly, okay, show of hands. Has anybody here ever committed a sin? If you're not raising your hand, you're lying, and you just sinned. Ah, the adults are liars. Only the kids, okay, all of the adults in here are sinners. I will be hearing confessions afterward for all of you. Okay, if anybody here has ever committed a sin, okay, committing a sin means you did something wrong to somebody. And every time we do something wrong to somebody, we also do something wrong to God. What happens if you do something wrong to somebody? You need to, what, make it up, right? And a lot of times, if you commit a crime, there's a punishment. You drive too fast, you get a ticket. You beat somebody up, you go to jail, or whatever the particular punishment is. And that punishment is so that there will be justice, right? Okay. Well, when we are willing to offer up sacrifices, we're repaying God in justice and saying, you know what? Even I occasionally commit sins, and therefore, Lord, to make it up, I'm going to offer you something difficult. And it's a way of justice. And number four, if you're still awake, number four, this is actually the coolest one. When we make sacrifices, especially when we fast, it makes your prayer stronger. One way we can look at it is like this. When we ask things from God, imagine your prayer is like a bird, okay? You want your prayer to go up to heaven and reach God. If you have one wing, which is just praying, it's probably not going to do too well. If you have two wings, which is praying and fasting, it's going to go up to God really well. In the Bible, Jesus said there was one time when his apostles were trying to cast out a demon. There was a guy that was possessed by the devil. And they couldn't do it. Even though Jesus had told them and had given them the power, go out, heal people, cast out demons. There's this one guy, all the apostles are there, they cannot cast this devil out. And they came to Jesus later. Of course, Jesus could, because he's Jesus. He just says, hey, you, out of there. But they came to Jesus afterward. They said, why couldn't we do it? And Jesus said something really important, and I've discovered this to be true too. There are some demons, and we can also say there are some habits of sin, that cannot be cast out without prayer and fasting. Some things, some habits that we have cannot be broken unless we both pray and we fast. And this, when we do it together, that makes your prayer super powerful. And God wants to be able to give you all the good things that we pray for. So, if you want God to hear your prayers, let's use two wings. Let's pray. Let's offer up some sacrifices so that he can really give you all the stuff, not that just you ask for, but that you really need. Father and Son, Holy Spirit.